A reading from James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and you cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. The word of the Lord.
A reading from Mark. Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask. Then they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Last Sunday, we heard from Mark's Gospel Jesus' first prediction of his coming suffering and death and resurrection. Today, we have heard from Mark's Gospel Jesus' second prediction of his coming suffering and death and resurrection. Those two predictions didn't happen back to back, however. So we need to at least be aware of what transpired between the two predictions. You might recall from last Sunday that after Jesus told his disciples for the first time that he was going to suffer and die and be raised again, Peter took him aside and rebuked him for saying such a thing. Jesus responded by rebuking Peter for having his mind on earthly things rather than on divine things. Then he taught his disciples about what it would mean to be his followers, saying, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." 6 days later, Jesus took Peter and James and John up a high mountain and was transfigured before them. His appearance was dazzling. And the long dead Moses and Elijah showed up for a chat. Peter, again missing the point, told Jesus it was a good thing he had brought the three disciples along because they could make dwellings for Jesus and Moses and Elijah to live in. This time, God responded to Peter from a cloud saying, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Listen to him. A plain enough directive. Afterwards, Jesus told the three disciples not to tell anyone else what they had just seen and heard until after the resurrection. And Mark notes that they didn't mention it because they still had no idea what that rising from the dead thing was that Jesus was talking about. After the transfiguration, when the quartet came back down the mountain, they came upon a boy possessed by a demon. The other disciples had tried to cast the demon out on their own, but had been unsuccessful. The father of the boy said to Jesus, "If you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus did. He cast out the evil spirit. We should note that the evil spirit, according to Mark, kept the boy from speaking and hearing. Often, when the disciples or crowds don't understand what Jesus is doing or saying, Mark follows that up with a healing story that has to do with hearing or seeing or speaking. God just told Peter and James and John to listen to Jesus. Then Jesus did a healing that involved hearing and speaking. That's a clue to us readers that the spiritual deafness and blindness of the disciples will eventually be cured, but not yet. So after a command from God and a flesh and blood parable, Jesus tried again to tell the disciples what was going to happen. The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. The disciples' response, according to Mark, they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask him. Well, what happens when you don't understand something someone says and you're afraid to ask them? What happens if your teacher teaches you something and you don't understand it and you're afraid to ask questions about it and it shows up on a test? What happens if your boss assigns you a task and you don't understand what she wants and you're afraid to ask? What happens if you're making something and you don't understand the instructions and you're afraid to ask? Generally, it's really, really important to ask questions about what you don't understand. Otherwise, you may be creating a real disaster for yourself. This was just such a time for the disciples. What happens when you don't understand Jesus' words and you are afraid to ask questions? Well, in this case, the disciples filled the empty air with a completely different and completely inappropriate argument about which one of them was the greatest. Just like the first time Jesus made his prediction, The disciples had their minds on earthly things rather than divine things. And just like the first time, Jesus had to teach them something about discipleship. This time he said, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me, God." Did the disciples listen as God had commanded them? Well, you'll have to read on and find that out for yourself. But I will tell you that once again, the teaching following the prediction is followed by an exorcism. What happens when you hear Jesus' words and don't understand them? I'm pretty sure you must have experienced that. I certainly have. Do you pray about it? Ponder it? Meditate on it? Talk to your sisters and brothers in Christ and find out what they think Jesus means? Or do you fill the empty air with human things, like being the greatest? Did you really listen when Jesus said his followers would have to deny themselves and take up crosses and be servants? I'm not accusing you. I wouldn't presume to judge your faithfulness. I confessed last week that I am as dim-witted as the disciples. I only know that for me, setting my mind on divine things instead of human things involves asking Jesus what he means again and again and again, and praying about it, and meditating on it, and pondering it, and asking you and other faithful people what you think Jesus meant. Of course, the really hard part comes after I understand something Jesus has said. Then I have to live it. May our spiritual deafness and blindness eventually be cured, so that we will deny ourselves and take up our crosses and be the servants that Jesus calls us to be. Amen.